Good morning and welcome to this edition of WLTY Close Up. Today we'll visit with a man who's been responsible for the preservation of our folk music heritage here in Tidewater. And we'll visit with a doctor who came from Britain by way of Ireland and South Africa to head the Red Cross here in Norfolk. Good morning. I'm Jeannie Richards, and if there's one thing that binds the early cultures of our two countries, it has to be music. American folk music can be traced directly to its roots in the British Isles, and the man who's been responsible for its preservation in the Norfolk area is Bob Zents, who operates out of a store that doubles as a school and a concert hall. It's called Ramblin' Conrad's Homemade Music Emporium.
You ask me to sing my favorite song, well, I guess you don't understand. I've been up here picking all night long while you played stump the band. But I call them as I see them, and I see them all the time. And any song I sing for you is a favorite song of mine. I wouldn't sing them if I didn't like them. I wouldn't like them if I didn't care. I wouldn't care if you didn't listen. There's a lot of good songs out there. Some songs are just like people I know. Some people like songs I sing. And I never sang a song that I didn't love, or no song that didn't love me.
Ramblin' Conrad's is a concept. It's a music store. It's a place to hold concerts. It's a school, a teaching school, a place to have instruments fixed. It's kind of a gathering place for people who like this music, because I think in a certain sense, like the old general store, this type of music as an alternative art form in an area needs a place for people to gather and a place for them to share their appreciation of it with each other.
What is this thing right here?
This is a hammered dulcimer. It's one of the oldest string instruments. It's what the piano came from, and it sounds a lot like this.
By operating a shop here on the waterside, you're able to reach the masses a little easier than you have from some of your other locations?
That's definitely true. Our music is so unique. Well, it's not really unique, but it is to most people who are used to listening to what they hear on the radio normally. And folk music of many different countries has real impact on people. You know, like we can put on a record of Scottish bagpipe music, and you'd be amazed at how many people, you know, come up who want to play the bagpipes, or, you know, who are into that kind of music, or who are from Scotland, or, you know, music is kind of like a beacon that draws people in, and that's one thing that's fun about being here.
I think you probably have a lot of emphasis on teaching as much as you do with sharing the music at Ramblin' Conrad's.
Oh, it's true. Every time somebody comes by, and, you know, our selection of instruments, we carry no electric instruments. It's all what we call homemade music, which is the name of the store. And we'll have a hammered dulcimer sitting out in front, or a baron hanging on the wall. And, you know, the common thing is, what is it? And that inevitably leads to an explanation of what it is, where it came from, and a demonstration of what it sounds like. So it is a great educational process, as well as being in the marketplace.
Now, acoustic instruments remind us more of our past, perhaps our rural past, before people started collecting in urban centers. Are you from a rural background, or how did you become interested in folk music?
Well, I'm a native Norfolkian, a city person, as it were. But to me, you know, I think everybody finds things in their lives that sort of speak to them in a certain way, and the story song, the simplicity of good melody without clouding it with too much production or whatever were the things that sort of got to me in music back when I was forming opinions. And that's why, you know, even though a lot of us today live in cities, I think we try to introduce things into our life which bring us back to a simple way of life.
Now, when you write your own original tunes, do you incorporate a lot of the old traditions in music, or do you try to do something that's a little different or speak from your own heart? What do you think about when you write music?
Well, the answer to that is yes.
Yes to all of them.
Yes to all of them. I think when I write music, it's basically a flow. It's basically an expression. I think that most of my music tends to reflect my interest in traditional music. I don't play a lot of fancy uptown chords. I don't, try to be real mystical in what I'm saying. I try to tell my stories like the old bards and minstrels did, just sort of out straight. And if there is something that has double meaning, it's there along with something else that's a basic story, so that, you know, people, if somebody wants to dig at it, they can find interesting secondary meanings and things. But basically, I think a singer should be a storyteller.
I understand that you have a particular tie with the town of Norwich in England, don't you?
Well, a good friend of mine lives over there who is also a fellow musician, folk singer, and collector of folk trivia. And his name's Peter Bellamy. He's a very well-known singer over in the British Isles and an expert on Rudyard Kipling's poems, and has set a lot of them to music, one of which is recorded on my album, Beaucatcher Farewell.
I followed my duke ere I were a lover, to take from England fife and fee. But now this game is the other way over, for now England hath taken me. I had my sword, my shield, my banner, and a boyish heart so whole and free. But now I sing in another manner, for now England hath taken me. For my father, all in his tower, asking news of my ship at sea, he'll remember his own hour. Tell him England hath taken me.
If you had to describe Bob Zentz in a phrase, a storyteller, a musician, how would you describe yourself?
Probably a man of many hats. I found that my enjoyment, appreciation, and belief in all this music, in a world where commercial music tends to be the norm, it requires a lot of work to keep the excitement up, to keep the fresh up. And I don't mean really work. I don't have to work on myself to do it, but it's going out and educating people. It's letting them know what exists. It's doing a radio show that plays this alternative form of music and lets people kind of know what's going on.
So here's a toast to you who listen. Here's a word for them that don't. If you listen, you might hear something new, but if you never listen, you won't. So open your ears and open your mind, and I'll sing you my favorite song. 'Cause it's right out there with folks who care that your favorite songs belong. I wouldn't sing them if I didn't like them. I wouldn't like them if I didn't care. I wouldn't care if you didn't listen, but there's a lot of good songs out there. Some songs are just like the people I know. Some people like songs I sing, and I never sang a song that I didn't love, or no song that didn't love me.
Bob's buddy from Norwich will be touring in America this fall, and who knows, when he arrives in Norfolk, he might just become an episode on this program. Stay tuned and find out for yourself.